Welcome to the Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine Ingram, and we are the co-founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
The purpose of our ministry is to encourage people to get out with God so that they can heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, and thank you for joining us on day 8 of our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten Reflection. Before we get started, we invite you to check in the description below for two links. One of them is a link to the calendar for the whole Lenten season with links out to the Bible for the daily scripture. The second is the companion study guide that we've prepared that continues to grow.
Yes.
We add to it every day, so we added day 8 in there for you today.
And you don't want to miss this study guide because there's no way in the world we can encapsulate in this conversation, this brief conversation today.
I know, we had to take a little glimpse. We're like, what should we focus on? There's so many good stuff.
There's so
many
good stories. Much good stuff in there that just download it. Go through it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Awesome stuff. Jesus did awesome things.
You want to read the scripture from today, honey?
Yes.
May please. I? Yes, please. All please,
right.
Please.
Well, today's scripture comes out of 2 Corinthians 5:21. We're going to read from the NIV today. It begins, God made him, talking about Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I love the word righteousness now, but I know what it means.
And what's so cool is who made us righteous? Is it what we did?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
God made us righteous. Mm. It's not something that we have to strive for. We just have to receive it.
Yeah.
And believe it.
Yeah.
He's made us perfect.
It's not self-right. There's no self in front of that.
Nope. Nope.
No self-righteous.
No. It's God righteousness.
That's good. Yeah, then maybe we should just write that on when we use that word, God righteousness.
Yeah, the real kind. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, in discussing this, we had to try and figure out how to encapsulate what we wrote in the study guide. And one of the things that this refers to is Jesus became our kinsman redeemer. You may have heard that term. Oh, isn't that term
so
awesome?
Good.
Yeah. He became our kinsman redeemer, and to understand what that is, God has given us this beautiful story in the book of Ruth.
It's one of my favorite. I say that about all of them. It's one of my favorite.
I know. I find myself saying that all the time, and it's true. That is one of my favorite passages because it's so beautifully written. I mean, from a literary standpoint as well, but the truths that it talks about is amazing when you relate that as a model to the modern day church.
Yeah.
And what Jesus did right here in this particular scripture.
Right. So the story talks about Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi, whose husbands, both of their husbands perished. And
another sister as well. So three.
Oh, that's right. But she went off on
her
own.
Left.
She just left. But what I love is Ruth is, Naomi tells her to go.
Go back
to your
land.
And she's like, no, no. And then one of the favorite things she says, where you go, I will go. Your people will be my people and your God will be my God.
That's right.
I love, remember I said that to you in your vows.
You did. And what's interesting is Ruth is a Gentile. Naomi is a Jew.
Mm.
So there's a little foreshadowing going on right there.
Yeah. And so then they end up, is it in Bethlehem or
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. So they end up in Bethlehem. And at the time, the folks that owned the land, one of the things they would do is they would leave the glean what they call glean. Mm-hmm. So we'd leave extra wheat or whatever harvest it was.
Yeah, around the perimeters of the fields. Yeah.
And they would allow folks that didn't have to glean, I love that term, to glean the extra grain. And so Ruth was out there doing that, and Naomi realized whose field she was gleaning.
Mm-hmm. Boaz, who was a near kinsman.
But he wasn't. So you want to talk about kinsman redeemer and what the obligation is?
Yeah, in Deuteronomy, it talks about the kinsman redeemer role was one, or what the Hebrews called the goel. The kinsman redeemer was the next of kin. And if, say, a son or a man died, his next of kin was obligated under the law to, if he died without having children or any sons or heirs, his next of kin was obligated to take the wife and then continue on the seed for that person that died, so that his family could always have a continual inheritance. Because under the law at that time, the wife couldn't inherit without her husband. Mm-hmm. So she was cut off unless the kinsman redeemer would come in and then restore her to her inheritance in that way. So
Naomi had no...
She had no recourse.
No ability to get the land that was in her family.
That's right. She couldn't inherit the land from her husband because he was dead. She needed somebody to come in and perform the role of the goel. Turns out Ruth was gleaning in the field of Boaz, who was a near kin.
But not the immediate.
Yeah, there's the little hiccup,
right?
In the story. We should probably leave you there, but we'll just give you a little clue. Boaz loved Ruth so much after his interactions with her gleaning in his field that he decides to voluntarily perform the role of the goel because the nearest kinsman refused.
Opted out. Yeah. It's like, peace out. I'm not doing that.
So here's Boaz taking Ruth, who is a Gentile, as his wife. And through that union, Naomi gets restored to in her mm-hmm. inheritance.
And what I love the most about this is it parallels our relationship with Christ. He wasn't obligated.
No.
He decided to be our kinsman redeemer.
He did.
And he took the cross for us and redeemed us and saved us and paid the price.
In full.
Paid the price in full. So all of those debts, he paid it. He paid everything mm-hmm. that we owed. He's like, nope, I'm going to pay that off for you.
And what is the thing that we inherit? We inherit his righteousness, his mm-hmm. right standing with our Father.
Yeah.
And we're restored to the position that God had always intended us to be in.
Just like Naomi.
Perfect union with him.
Just like Naomi and her.
That's right.
Love that.
Anyway, there's so much more.
You got to read the story.
Read the story. Look at the study guide. You will be blessed beyond measure when you really discover the truths and see the models portrayed that God, God wrote that story thousands of years mm-hmm. before Jesus was even on the scene.
Mm-hmm. Do you love the Old Testament?
Oh, I do.
I do too.
There's so much there, but you have to read it through the lens of the New Testament.
Sure.
Knowing that God has put that there for our instruction, and then you see these beautiful models pop out that you're like, oh my gosh. It's almost like God knew what was going to happen before it happened.
We could go. Oh, there's Esther and Nehemiah. And,
oh, yeah.
Oh,
Daniel.
Oh, stop. Okay.
Yeah. We could go. We digress. But
yes.
So why don't you pray us out tonight, babe?
I would love to. Dear Lord, thank you so much for everything you've done for us. You knew we were sinners, but you didn't care. You loved us so much that you gave your only beloved son as our kinsman redeemer. He didn't have to. He made that choice to take the cross for us so that we could be washed clean of all of our sins, all of our wrongdoings, that we could inherit exactly what he had. That relationship with you, that position with you, that ability to go to you, to be in relationship, to pray to you, and to just have conversation and just allow you to pour your love into us. I just pray that everyone that is listening to this is just filled up with that love and just is just, you know, clears your heart, just clear your heart, just clear your heart so that God can just pour more of that love into your heart and into your body and into your soul and into your spirit so that you don't have to carry that weight around. I know we've talked about that this week. It's just carrying that weight, that heaviness that God does not want us to have. So we just ask that everyone's just able to just lay that stuff down, lay it down at the cross. I just want everyone to feel what we feel. I want everyone to feel the love that I'm starting to feel as I get into closer relationship with the Lord. I know there's a lot of people out there that do not feel that. They don't feel worthy. They don't feel that God loves them, or they don't feel that they are clean enough or pure enough for God to love them. I just want everyone to feel that love. I want everyone to just draw closer to Him, to know that they've been saved. It's not a things that you have to do. It's not a being. I mean, it's a being. It's not a doing. I just want everyone to be able to get in close relationship with you and to feel your love and your peace. Thank you for everything you do. In your precious name, we pray. And everybody said,
Amen.
That was a little...
Yeah. That was good, baby. We've gone a little bit over time, but that's okay. Because we are going to leave you with some peace.
Perfect peace.
Shalom. Shalom. We'll see you next time.